You know, I've been watching a lot of mathematicians, investors, and all these people that are, you know, all these high dollar people, and it's like business owners and all that, and they spend their whole life trying to make money. You know, it's all about money and image and position and power and all that, and they miss the fundamental easy truth. You know, I had one of them was saying, well, what is time? Time is like these little constructs. Each moment is a construct to the next series or sequence. They're so close, but yet so far. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a sequence. But what is it a sequence of? What is it a series of? It's really simple. The revelation of Jesus. Each moment, M-O-M-E-N-T, modus operandi, mental, the mind, to start to see Jesus in all things. They go their whole life and never find the truth. They might be masters at physics, math, whatever. They're geniuses. But God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise, right? Each moment that you go around this clay experience, as the clay turns, as the world turns, whether it's a flat earth, hollow earth, round earth, pear-shaped earth, simulation, video game, whatever it is, and they don't have any pictures from outer space to the earth. They don't. They just don't. They're lying to you. Anyway, as the clay turns, the best understanding that you could come up with is it's a potter's wheel. And as the wheel turns, the clay is being changed into the image of Christ. But at the same time, time is a revelation of Jesus. As we see him, we'll be like him. And so each moment is a revelation of who Jesus is. You might say, well, I'm saved. What about that? I'm already saved. Well, there's still truth being revealed to you, even if you're saved. Time is just a revelation. Time shall be no more, right? The Bible says that in Revelation. What does that mean? Jesus is revealed to the whole world. There won't be a need for time. What has been shall be, what shall be has been, nothing new under the sun. It's already been written, and it was already written about the cross, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Every moment is a deja vu. When you put your shoes on, you did that yesterday. Oh, deja vu. When you brush your teeth, you did that yesterday. Oh, deja vu. When you eat, you did that yesterday. Oh, deja vu. I've done this, seen this before. When you sleep, oh, I've seen this before. When something happens, I've seen this before. When somebody's acting stupid, like right in front of me, I've seen that before. Trying to go get something to eat. And the reason that every moment is a deja vu is because you wouldn't know how to function if it wasn't. You wouldn't know how to function if it wasn't. Every time you eat sugar, you start to feel bad. If you eat too much, you start to feel bad. It's all happening as a training program. The clay goes around and 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 around, and it depends on how fast you want to be transformed, but it just keeps spinning. As the world turns, the clay, the potter and the clay. So it's all, time is a, each moment is a revelation to your mind. Each moment, the modus operandi of each moment is your mind starting to see that it's, oh, it's not about me. It's not about me, it's about Jesus. Oh, everything that you do, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a job, whether it's a career, whether it's building something, whether it's tearing down something, it's all a revelation of what Jesus did. And you're starting to reveal, hey, it's not about you, because every person is a per the Son. And so let's say you take a clay pot and you smash it down on the ground. Each piece is from the source. A glass, piece of glass, you crash it down on the ground. Each piece is a fractal of the source. And part of the pieces get burned up, and the other pieces get brought back to its purpose in life. It's all a revelation of Christ.